How many people have never been to a show before? Oh, cool. Three people. Thank you for supporting one of the people that are on the show tonight. Very good. I appreciate it. We're just going to go ahead and start the show. I don't need to explain it. I think you'll get it if you are paying attention. And I hope you are. Sir, could you put down that book? Okay, you did. Okay, thank you very much. I don't want you reading through the show. All right, here we go.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience.
That's you.
In a show called Stab.
Oh my God. So many people here tonight. Thank you for coming out to Stab. I am your host, John Ross. I struggle with not wanting to live sometimes. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants for the first show here at Luna's Cafe in Sacramento, California? Please welcome to stage first, Mr. Daniel Humbarger. Daniel Humbarger. Coming up second, he's sitting right there at that table. Please welcome to stage Trip Hazard. Trip Hazard, be careful getting up on the stage. And last but not least, please welcome to stage Jesse Jones. Jesse.
Stab.
Jesse Jones. Welcome. Welcome to Stab. I'm going to turn that down real slow. Oh, it went fast at the end. I apologize. That's how it happens. All right. This is going to be great. Here's the thing I like about small crowds. If to put into perspective, we're all part of the same generation, right? Out of like all of time, and we're not going to be here that much longer, and we're spending this time together. We're like part of the same gang, you know. For this little, is it beautiful? Thank you. And you know, that should make you feel connected somehow. And I felt like saying that because I'm wearing my cardigan tonight. I'm feeling soft. I'm not going to do any, hey.
You keep bumping into a microphone.
I'm not going to be soft much longer. If you keep bumping.
Disrupting all this all this warm-hearted speech.
Right. So, welcome to Stab. Daniel, how would you take it if I said that sometimes I don't want to live? What would you tell me?
I'd say I understand what you mean.
Like, do you understand from your perspective, or you understand how I...
Oh, no, like if I were in your shoes.
Right. Okay. Cool.
No, I don't want to live either.
Okay, good. So. Well, let's do a double... Anyway, thanks for coming. Let me know when you're on the bridge, and we'll shoot ourselves on it.
Sorry, rather like than jump.
Rather than jump.
It's easier to find your body if you just shoot yourself on the bridge.
If you shoot yourself at the right angle, you'll fall. Oh. So it'll be like...
Okay.
So are you just going to the bridge for like the romanticism?
Yeah.
Of the view of the bridge, yeah. But then you don't want to be like bloated and waterlogged.
Right.
Or are you hoping an angel will show up and stop you?
That's possible. To knock the gun out of your hand. That would be great. I just like a view before I die. That's all I would like. What if you in air shot yourself in the head?
All right. Like I'm making damn sure.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh, like halfway down on the jump?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But also you were bungee jumping, but it was around your neck.
Ooh. But a weak bungee jump, bungee cord. So it'll snap your neck.
Yes.
But you wouldn't feel it because you'd have the bullet in your head already.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, Daniel, thanks for being here. Sitting in the middle is Trip Hazard. He's a social worker, I think.
Something like
Boo.
That.
Yeah.
He helps people.
That's the goal.
Should I not have mentioned that?
No, that's fine.
Okay, good.
I'm not a clinical social worker, so I work I'm a non-clinical social worker.
So you're like a laboratory social worker?
Sort of, yeah. Okay. I do the behind-the-scenes work.
This is the heavy lifting of the...
Yeah.
That's cool. Can you help me? Clinically? Can you,
not clinically. No, actually, the place I work for only has contracts with schools.
Oh!
So, like, not... community colleges, that kind of school. So
that's why
if you de-aged yourself, then potentially.
All right.
Well, we can help your kids, though.
They need help.
Yeah,
they're
well, you know.
Once
they're
going to
experience a tragic loss. So,
once I'm gone, they're going to make killer artists. Well, thanks for being here, Trip.
Hey, yeah, sure.
Trip. Hmm. Is that German? Okay.
No, that's Von Trip, yeah. Von Trips are
right.
German.
That's right. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Fine. Good. I mean, I'm a little bummed out now from the start of the show. Your cries, your like nonstop cries for help to get this thing going. It's just...
When it happens, you guys are going to be like, what could I have done more?
All the signs were constantly there.
He was shoving them in our face the whole time.
He was a walking sign.
He was an alive man walking. Barely. Yeah. All right. Well, are you guys ready to play Stab?
Sure. Why not?
I'm going to do this. Huh? It's not as loud as the other stuff. I'll still do one of these. All right.
5 years in, and we still get a kick out of that bullshit.
I do. It makes me...
It makes me warm as well. Like, it
makes me giggle.
Like there's a panther growl, and then the weird ambient music. Right. I'm
it's fun.
That. Stuff.
Well, this first... Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry. This first segment, it's called Reorganization. Please take the following acronym and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? In recognition of the Tide Pod Challenge that everyone's... The new fad, which teenagers are popping Tide Pods into their mouths and chewing. This episode's acronym is DAFUQ. D-A-F-A-Q. What does DAFUQ mean to you, Daniel?
F-U-Q.
F-U-Q.
DAFUQ. Daily aphrodisiacs for unfuckable Quakers.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And so Quakers, we're not just the old familiar face on the side of your breakfast oats. We're also not the same thing as Amish people, so you can knock that shit off right now.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either until I Wikipedia. I was like, damn, Quakers are actually pretty dope.
We are.
What we are is... they're Dutch, not... Oh, well, it's not German, right? Okay. What we are is a group of pretty hip individuals that believe in equality and that there's a little bit of the light of God in everyone.
Hmm.
Despite these beliefs and approach to life, some of us still experience the lack of a fulfilling sex life. However, one benefit of having such a pure connection to the man upstairs is that ordinary household cleaning products have a very strong effect on our libido, John. For example, oral ingestion of a Tide Pod results in an erection that can last for up to 2 hours and is much safer than taking extreme amounts of Viagra in a Thai airport. A Swiffer wet jet really lives up to its namesake, and it makes more than the floor slippery, if you know what I mean. And I think you do. Did you know that if a person with Dutch DNA in their body sniffs lemon pine sol, it has the same effect on the erogenous zone of their brain as the pheromonal production of 3 Tasmanian devils, 5 meerkats, a Bengal tiger, and David Duchovny combined?
Oh my God.
And let me tell you, you never had such a good time being surrounded by people with neckbeards at a barn raising as you have when you've smelled some of them scrubbing bubbles. In fact, if Sir Mix-a-Lot was a Quaker, he'd be in trouble begging for some of them scrubbing bubbles. So fuck what you heard about Spanish flies, and roofies are obviously for piece-of-shit rapists. However, if you want some good, clean fun very much intended, get yourself a Quaker lover and open up a can of liquid plumber, or as I like to call it, liquid cummer. If that one doesn't work, open up a can of glass plus, or as I like to call it, ass plus. Nope, still not digging it? How about a can of 2,000 flushes, or as I like to call it, 2,000 gushes? All right. And then get busy getting busy.
Very good, Daniel Humburger. That was DAFUQ. Very good. Trip Von Hausen. What does DAFUQ mean to you?
Hey, bro, can I talk to you about something serious, dude? No, not about my melanoma. I found out it's benign. Thanks for remembering and thinking about me, man. I totally value your friendship. Which is why this is going to be pretty, like, a bummer conversation, bro. I've been noticing on social media how you post, like, pretty harsh stuff, man. Like, you purposely misrepresent the concepts others put forth in earnest. And, like, you present straw men instead of addressing other people's actually espoused and stated beliefs. Like, when Marcy asks, are there circumstances that might require a person punch a Nazi in order to act ethically, you, like, flipped out and didn't seriously consider her thought experiment. Rather, my man, you concern trolled her by asking, wouldn't that make you the Nazi? That is not cool. Or like when Jamal said Black Lives Matter, you duffed it by responding, what about black on black crime? Dude, we have discussed and reviewed the data that due to various factors, including dope stuff like shared cultural histories, but also like way harsh stuff like previous existing segregation practices, people of the same race tend to live around one another, so they tend to share stuff like crime experiences. You know this, bro. Your question only served to distract from the, like, somber truth Jamal was expressing. And it is not cool, bro. All I'm saying is, man, like, adhere to the standards of logical reasoning and civil discourse set forth by Jeff Lebowski himself. The fuck, man? Dudes ask fair, useful questions.
Very good. Trip Hazard. Coming in strong with a voice. Jesse Jones, what does the fuck mean to you?
It's true. This show is chock full of voices, so it's... I don't get to do this one often, so I like it.
All white male voices. Well, unfortunately. Okay, go ahead.
But this one's from a continent away. Do you desire ability to leap more substantial? Won't speed mobility improve? Wish that endurance could be less pathetic? Well, now is the good news. Annihilate dehydration. Lubricate musculature. We have solution for this. Purchase new sport fluid, Dafuk. And do like name say, directly apply for utilize quenching. Punish thirst for crimes against achievement. Don't allow throat dryness and appendage crispening to prevent victory consummations. Put fluid inside the throat and make swallow. Electrolytes, sure, no problem. Vitamins, sure, no problem. Minerals, get out of town with this. Of course, minerals. Almost too much minerals, according to FDA. So come on then. Why not apply liquid to your insides for to make them do skill better? If you want winning, it's no brainer. Or do you prefer to shame your family with ineptitude in competitive field of glory and masculinity confirmations? Does family think less of you now? Good. They should. But won't after you ingest substantiating liquid. So go and do without further delay. For utmost performance competency, like champion. Make our drink not be not in you today. Why haven't you already? I've told you so much by now. If you hate being failure, directly apply for utilize quenching. Just be having already done it, like the Nike shoe.
Very good. That was reorganization. Dafuk.
I feel like Dafuk is just salvage title Gatorade. Right?
Yeah. Gatorade from a chop shop. That's amazing.
Just run off.
Gatorade run. All right. This next segment is called Topical Haiku Challenge. Let's get started with it. Please have composed three haikus, or haiku, I don't know, in regard to the following story. Earlier this month, American tourist Steve Cho of New York went on a feces-flinging foray at the Phuket Phuket International Airport in Thailand. After overdosing on Viagra, Cho decided to get naked during the incident, eventually being brought down by six security guards.
Daniel, what's your first of three haiku?
Okay, so you mentioned that he was from New York.
Yes, I did.
So my haiku is, this is how we say hello in the Big Apple. Hey, I'm pooping here.
Very good. David? Or I mean, Trip?
Oh, no.
Secret identity edit that out. Revealed. Mine is titled False Flagpole. Later news reported only potent sleeping pills cover up for big sleep.
My first is titled, it's right there on the warning label. If your erection lasts for more than 4 hours, throw your shit around.
Daniel, your second of three haiku. All right.
Welcome to Thailand. Here, have some shit on your face. Ignore my boner.
Ignore my boner. Very good. Trip.
My second is titled, how hard could it possibly be? Six guards restrained him? Two for the arms, two for the legs. Oh, miscounted heads.
Very good. Jesse Jones, your third.
The second is titled Terminal Squirts. Airport feces rage. That kind of thing usually involves Cinnabon.
Very good. And the third of three, Daniel Hamburger.
This is the casual traveler. Yeah, I get naked, take boner pills, and throw poo. I love layovers.
Very good. Very good.
My third is titled, Hand and Unlovable Hand. He flew the next day, Korea bound with his friends. I repeat, his friends.
Very good. Very good. Jesse, bring us home.
My third is titled, The Real Tragedy. Somewhere in Thailand, an underage ladyboy goes unfucked tonight.
And that was the Topical Haiku Challenge when people walked in on that one. Thank you for coming in on that one.
Context.
Yes. That was the Topical Haiku Challenge. That brings us to our next segment. This was Today Once. Yes, we usually do it earlier in the show, and we're not doing it that way anymore. Daniel Hamburger, on this date, 1997, the NBA suspends Dennis Rodman indefinitely as he is fined $25,000 for kicking/stepping on a cameraman's nuts. Also on this date, 2014, academics report that... Yeah, oops, sorry. Academics report that a pelvis bone was discovered in Winchester that may have belonged to King Alfred the Great or his son Edward the Elder.
Okay. First of all, I got to say, great prompt. And it definitely definitely did not make me suicidal when I read this. So not many people realize the significance of January 17th because it usually gets overshadowed by Martin Lawrence King Day. And... in which you're customarily supposed to go around yelling, Gina, right. Damn, Gina. However, today belongs in the upper echelon of holidays such as Halloween, New Year's Eve, St. Patty's Day, and other holidays in which ogreish junkards parade the streets in search of their next bad decision. For today is the day of the worm. Dennis Rodman, a premier rebounder of leather spheres, movie star extraordinaire. Have you even seen his inspiring performance in Double Team? He basically carries Jean-Claude Van Damme the entire film. And he is also the one-time sexual partner of Madonna, but most affectionately known as The Worm. Speaking of worms, did you know they found some dead old white guy's hip bone in a shallow grave recently? Well, they did, according to my writing prompt. They hella did. King Alfred, I'll have you know, is known for repelling the Danes, all right? This wasn't some monumental defense that he mounted. It's just that people from Scandinavia just really hated his uncomely appearance. I mention all this as a tribute to the man who might be the NBA's finest rebounder, and not because I'm telling a story that's going nowhere. So what did I do to celebrate? I dyed my hair. I put on a wedding dress. I made faces at Danish children, and I made sweet sex to the dried hip bone of Madonna.
Very good. Daniel Humbarger, this was Today Once. Trip Hazard. On this day, 1971, American singer, songwriter, producer, and actor Kid Rock was born. Okay. That face won't translate to the podcast, but I made a cool face. Also on this date, 1973, the new Philippine constitution named Marcos president for life. How did you choose to celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
I do not celebrate this day, dear listener. I spend the day spreading the truth. Unfortunately for the podcast, they can't see my chart. The pattern starts in 1965 in the Philippines. This is the first step to hiding in plain sight. First, you're probably picturing Indonesia, not the Philippines. And now, you're wondering if you thought Indonesia and the Philippines were the same place. I'm telling you, this thing doesn't want itself to be known. But all right, 65, the Philippines. Seemingly normal politician Ferdinand Marcos is elected president. Then again in 69. Nice. But at the end of his second term, Marcos seizes power, declaring he needs to protect the nation from communists and Muslims. He rules as a cruel dictator, but presents a gentle facade to the world. And 9 years later, his power fades. He eventually is voted out, leaving the country on a cruise ship. Compare now to the old Michigan tale of Kid Rock. Some say Kid Rock was brought to life when a magical fedora landed backwards on a scarecrow. Others claim Kid Rock was born when Corey Feldman fell asleep in a radioactive pile of hair, discarded American flags, and discarded Confederate flags. Yet more worn, and this is my belief, he's a nostalgia golem made out of Ted Nugent. Sorry. Back to the pattern. Again, normal rise to power. 1990, 92, Kid Rock releases a couple albums to get radio play. 7 years later, he seizes control of the small nation of rap, hip-hop, new metal aficionadonia. Survivors of that day report that he bellowed, "I am the bull god, an American badass," and then chanted some eldritch tongue, bow de bow de bang dang diggy 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 diggy. Through songs like Rock and Roll Jesus and Trucker Anthem, he too declared he needed to protect this nation from communists and Muslims. For the next 9 years, he ruled them, presented himself in the world as a soft-hearted man of the people. He openly pondered all summer long that only God knows why he put your picture away on his lonely road of faith. But his power too waned. He foolishly backed Mitt Romney with the campaign song Born Free. Fun fact, never covered by a black musician. And finally, he too escaped on a cruise ship. My warning to you, dear listeners, to keep your eyes peeled for this pattern to reemerge. Beware democratically elected presidents with cruise ships blaming communists and Muslims. But remember, at worst, the scourge only lasts 9 years or so.
Very good. Trip Hazard. This was Today Once. Jesse Jones, as far as I know, this is a stab first, but on this date, 1405, Albanian nobleman and military commander Skanderbeg was born. Also on this date, 63 years later, in 1468, Albanian nobleman and military commander Skanderbeg died on his own birthday. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
Skanderbeg! It is on this day which we celebrate the birth and death of Skanderbeg! But you see, John, you simple three-dimensional creature, the events which you list are ordered incorrectly. The death of Skanderbeg took place on the year 1405, while the birth of Skanderbeg actually occurred in 1468. How? Why? Skanderbeg! The tale of Skanderbeg remains largely untold, for the truth of Skanderbeg is incomprehensible to our savage mind brains. Skanderbeg was here before all and will remain long after we are gone. Skanderbeg breathed life into lifelessness. But did Skanderbeg squabble for the credit of which Skanderbeg so rightly deserves? Of course not! Skanderbeg leaves such insignificant trifles to lower deity. Skanderbeg coined the term! It is believed that if you ever see Skanderbeg in person, you become Skanderbeg! Does that mean that I am now Skanderbeg? It doesn't mean that I'm not Skanderbeg! So what did I do today in honor of Skanderbeg, you ask? Why, I sat around thinking what sort of outrageously fantastical things I might be able to get away with saying so long as I punctuated them by shouting Skanderbeg! So what then did this have to do with the task you asked me to complete? Oh! Skanderbeg!
Very good. This was today once.
One of my dumbest cop-outs in a while.
And the name of our show now is Skanderbeg. I wish we would have named it that. I wish we would have. All right, guys. Very good. Very good, all three of you. The three of you. This segment is called Write a Slam Poet Poem. Write a slam. Don't write a letter to a slam poet. Have written a slam poetry piece about the following things. Daniel Humburger, let's hear your slam poetry in regards to gardening.
Gardening. Garden-ing. Gar-d-in. Inga, you're such bullshit. Gardening shovel, gardening shears, gardening gloves, gardening. You just take other hobbies, tools, and put your name in front of them, which is how I know you are bullshit. Gardening. Carpenters don't use their house building hammer. They just use their fucking hammer gardening. So, speaking of gardening tools, look, ho. You got work to do.
Very good, Daniel Humburger. Yeah. Very good. David. David, I saw a guy named David go by. Yeah. Trip, I'm addressing you. Trip Hazard, yes. Please have written a slam poem on why you get so emotional when watching women's figure skating.
Depressed, obsessed with a drink, circling the drain within life's sink. I'm here today thanks to a rink. I saw no way out of the muck. Out of luck, I figured I should just shoot the duck. That's a figure skating term. This poem's loaded with them. So I started planning my crossover. No, not from a ledge, an edge. Contemplating my mortality, suddenly my TV screen showed Tara Lipinski. The way she skated, the story she told, she was saying, you can do it. Attitudes, live bold. I watched for what must have been hours, toe loops, Lutzes, Chasses, Ina Bowers. Each moment of power and gray sea gold brought me in out of the cold, figure skatively. But it's only the women who I find so inspiral. Not that boy Tano, not Timothy Gerbel. I'm no Tanya, I stand unashamed. I'll proudly confess I'm unembarrassed by arabesques. I'll lay it all bare then. I don't want tickets to Scott Hamilton when I could see Dorothy Hamill's camel spin. It's Nancy Kerrigan that made me care again. My heart will go Quan.
Very good. Very good. Trip Hazard. Jesse Jones, please have written a slam poem in regards to men's right activism.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right. Gotta get angry.
From our birth on this earth, our existence is marred. They take a snip from our tip. We are physically scarred. Circumcision, not included in that decision, to make this division of my one, two, three and four skins. Make the unkind cut to the twig above my nut. Feminism? Pardon my skepticism. More like feminine terrorism. A means of subjectivism, just a mechanism of criticism and the de-eroticism of the majestic masculine procreational organism, the rich and creamy miraculous jism. Father's rights taken away. Male victims of domestic abuse, men too scared to say. Stealing funds with Title IX? Man, who in their right mind clears the courts of real sports and real fun so girls can pretend they know which end of the gym they're supposed to run? So let's just let boys be boys so the men can be men. And while I know I told you once, I ain't afraid of telling you again. I don't mean any of this. I think ladies are super nice to touch. Super nice to touch and taste. So please, I beg of you, don't let me not have that in my life. This was just a joke. Blame that woman hater John Ross for everything I just said. Smooches!
That was... I almost yelled amen in the middle of it. I almost testified. Okay, this last segment of this first show is called Department of Tourism. Congratulations, all three of you. You've been hired as tourism director of the following cities. Please make us want to come and visit. Daniel Humbarger, please make us want to come to shithole country.
First of all, John, we'd like everyone to know it's pronounced shithole. Say it, please say it with me. Shithole.
I'm not going to say it with you.
John, you're... Shithole is... Yes, it's not shithole. Okay. Shithole. In light of current events, the despicable President of the United States has inadvertently, I assume he plans nothing, therefore just simply reacts, brought much attention to our small but lovable country when he made some inappropriate remarks. Even though we proudly know our Shitholian heritage and need no affirmation from outside countries, we are somewhat perturbed by the growing numbers of internet memes being generated in which we are the butt of the joke. So please allow me to extol some of the virtues of Shithole that make our people and our land a crater of life and the center of equality in which prosperity piles up higher and faster than dung of donkey. Shitholian pride, once you get into it, run deep like cavern. It is this cavernous pride which makes us supporters of most liberties. We are always voting in favor of most things, which makes us very much a pro-state. Okay. Being a pro-state is not always easy. Sometimes we make too much policy and then we have to wipe the prostate clean,
right,
and start all over. Just flush it away, you know, before the system it gets too constipated. Okay. But when it comes to culture, most Shitholians still prefer to wear on the feet the same as our ancestors. Okay. These shoes we call the booties. All right. The mountainous parts of our country get much rain and people walk to get to places, so sometimes the booties get covered in wet mud. All right. A booty with wet mud on it, it is not fun, John. But we just wipe off the booty with the wet mud and go on with our day. Our food, it is the best. Okay. We have customary small desserts after each meal, and they are the envy of the world, John, let me assure you. Okay. Our chocolate poo-poo platters are unrivaled. When you are eating the chocolate poo-poo, sometimes it makes your mouth brown. When this happens, it is the way of Shithole people to stick your tongue out and say, "The poo-poo make my tongue brown," which in our native language translates to doo-doo caca. Doo-doo caca. Okay. Even though we are anal about preserving the ways of the past, we are also embracing the future with our new subterranean mass transit and package delivery system. It is the train underground rail delivery, but we call it the turd. The turd, it moves around and rumbles. Then sometimes before you know it, it is crowning from the tunnel and everybody is so excited. All right. So if you come to Chitole, I highly suggest taking the turd wherever you can. All right. We are a practical people, but our heritage is steeped in the mystic ways of the Oroid religion. Okay? Although our society is mostly matriarchal, Oroid is a patriarchal, and thus the most holy leader is referred to as the Him Oroid. Our main agricultural exports are tea and corn. And let me tell you, I swear to this, corn from my Chitole is incredible to taste. Okay, but as good as it is, it does not compare to our tea. In the Oroid religion, there are two sides of the soul, the near and the far. If you want to feel close to others around you, you drink the near tea. Okay, but if you want others to stay clear of you, make it farty. Okay, and when you get farty, it is fragrant. Sometimes even cloudy, but the feeling stays with you, John. When the smell of the farty fills the air, it really lingers. Lastly, John, we are a people of science. Our astronomy programs are leading the way on planetary exploration. Right now, we have mini telescopes pointed at Uranus. All right? And we like what we see, John. The surface of Uranus is smooth with occasional bumps. All right. So please, do not be assuming we are a backwards people just because we come from Chitole. We have character, we have pride, and we have happiness. In fact, now that you have what we call a dickhead for a president, most people from the Chitole country would probably rather stay right where we are, tucked away, sleeping in our teepee, warm and squishy with our loved ones, and there are no buts about it.
Very good, Daniel Humburger. Chitole.
Country.
Very good. Very good. Trip Hazard. The name of your town is Bish Pleasington. Bish Pleasington. Make us want to come to Bish Pleasington.
Hey there, moms who decide to call in sick, play hooky for the second time in 3 years. All the ladies are ready to get a little sassy with a free afternoon since your mom is able to watch the kids for a few hours. Just give in to that little devil on your shoulder that says, I know you finished the dishes, but you don't need to wipe off the counter just this once. So now's your chance. Get a little naughty. I mean, not naughty enough to actually use a gendered slur, which would make your ears blush as red as that MAGA hat you got tucked in your closet you don't wear in public because it makes people upset for some reason. So hop into your burgundy or teal-colored minivan, drive on down to Bish Pleasington. Just past the dress barn and the TJ Maxx. We got everything you secretly want to do, like live a little, but present it safely in a sterilized facsimile to ensure you won't actually live a little. You can check out our Good Mom's Christmas, which is a bowdlerized version of Bad Mom's Christmas, wherein those overworked moms have a pleasant visit to the mall, return home thankful for the afternoon free, ready to once again devote themselves to their families. It's one of them fancy movie theaters too, with complimentary bottles of Zima. Or head out into the concert hall where there'll be a sexy Kid Rock impersonator for ladies in their 30s and a Rick Springfield not impersonator for you ladies in your new 30s. Act out your wildest romance cover fantasies with our male model photo shoots. We got costumes of all kinds, be it pirate with a heart of gold, lumberjack, aloof cowboy, widowed fireman, rich widower, or troubled race car driver who inherited the family garage. You can dress up too with our collection of dresses with Teflon shoulder straps or some sheets. All that adventure's probably stirring up an appetite, so you can be bad. Order a salad with dressing not on the side. You deserve it. We even provide little plastic baggies for you to take the leftover breadsticks in your purse. We won't notice, we promise. You'll get away being a little sneaky. So after a relaxing, freeing day, you might goose your husband when you get home. But remember, what happens in Bish Pleasington will probably be talked about in stage-whispered tones over next Sunday's bottomless mimosas, maybe at the office holiday party next year.
Very good. Trip Hazard.
say anything in that cadence, it's going to kill. Oh,
so good.
It's the privilege of being from Michigan.
Very good. Jesse Jones, yeah. Bring us home with, hey, what that over there?
Town.
Yeah.
Hey, what that over there? Town.
It's one of those cases where you're leading into it with a voice you want to hear. Right? And that's fine. Any invitation. Let's make this 3 for 3 funny voices. Hey. You see that over there? What the heck is that over there? You see it? Right back over there. Over off of where you come from? Yeah, over there. Hey, what that over there, Jim? What do you think? That look like a good time. We can raid up a family. Maybe get you a job.
Ulysses.
They got a good economy. You think they got a good economy? May make you $14-$15 an hour over there. Look at that architecture. What that over there? Some arches? What they got? Cobblestone? Double roundabout? Off street parking? Well, that sounds good. Hey, what that over there town sound nice? Would you want to bet they got themselves a world-class school system? K through 12. Community college. State university. Postgraduate. There's a good school system over there. Hey, what kind of system of government you think they got there? What do you think they got in with that town over there? You think they got a republic? Some kind of monarchy? Egalitarian? You think they some kind of egalitarian collective? Well, everybody know that a pipe dream. That ain't sustainable. Ain't in human nature you got terrorism. Man, what that old there town thinking? You know what? Ain't worth your time. That what they got over there, that town. What, with their architecture, the K-12, the $15 an hour. What you need to do is get yourself comfortable right here. Over here in this place right here, Ville. That's where your granddad buried. That's where your daddy buried. That's where you gonna be buried. Hey, what that over there town ain't for you anyway. Now go on. Find me something to widow on. I would use something more real than a town built on egalitarianism. Man, what they thinking over there? What that over there town?
Very good. That was Stab. One more time for your contestants. Daniel Hamburger, Trip Hazard, and Jesse Jones. If you'd like to hear more Stabs, go to one of our many online outlets, the primary of which being stabforgold.com. It's all revamped there at stabforgold.com. We're getting our shit together. Go to stab, the number 4gold.com. Check us out on YouTube and all the other things that are on the internet. Thank you.